You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more brunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Now, listen, I know a couple of y'all pissed off at me. We starting the podcast late.
What?
See, Marty Fit, he late today.
What?
He's not professional. Everybody, look, everybody at my neck today.
What?
Got the whole internet at my neck today. Got the podcast gang mad at me today. But listen, it's all good. And I had a busy day. I had a super busy day. And this is how I know God is real. Because the way the internet is at my neck today, if I had time today, I would have probably got all my platforms demonetized and canceled. But God knew what was going to happen today, so he made me busy so I didn't have time to respond to all the madness. This is not a regular show. This show right here, we are responding to all the madness, well, at least all I can do in this hour I got in this podcast that's been happening today because it's getting crazy on that Instagram app. Oh, my Jesus Christ. I've never seen the amount of people advocating for big back, morbidly obese personal trainers and fitness coaches in my life. This is ridiculous. It's getting crazy out here, man. But anyway, before we get to all of that, I need you to do one thing. You're probably wondering what I need to do for this late-ass podcast. This dude didn't start at regular time. I need you to hit the like button for your boy. Why do you need to hit the like button? Because this is the coolest, coldest, illest, the dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. If you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button. And shout out to the known as the PBG now. Shout out to that playback gang. I need y'all to hit the like button. Playback gang gonna love this. They gonna wake up tomorrow morning like, what? We missed this live? Yeah, you missed this live, man. But anyway, man, we gonna go through these comments and we just gonna get the episode started, man. We gonna get it started. Jenny said, oh, rats, 9:30. It's gonna be way past my bedtime. Might have to be PBG. Well, see you tomorrow, Jenny.
How dare you?
See you in the comments tomorrow. I'm sure you'll send me a DM with your thoughts, Jenny. Wicked Scorpion, what up? The coolest, coldest, the dopest. Devonnie DX, what's going on? The C. Marty Fit After Dark. Yes, sir. Trademark. Live on a Sunday. What up, RJ? I had a good workout earlier, 405 pounds. Squats for 2 reps. 135 pounds. Excuse me. SSB step ups for reps. That's good shit. Sup, Pumpkin? I need my one for this late ass podcast. Speaking of Pumpkin, we're going to talk about that guy that called me Pumpkin. Pause. No diddy. We got a lot to talk about him about. Wicked Scorpion is cap. He was watching the baddies from outside the gym talking about where my hug at. Hey, Chris, what's the most you ever deadlifted? Probably like 405, maybe 425, 405, 425 in that range. I'm working a double tonight. Finally made it back. Devani, welcome back. What's up, Pumpkins? Joe Thomas. All right, man. With all that being said, let's get this episode started. All right. So if you done realize the other day, I made a post about a girl. We talked about it on the show. I made a post about a girl. Actually, I forgot to put it on my screen. We made a post about a girl who is a big back trainer, and I wasn't cool with that. I said, that's not okay. This woman should not be a trainer. I'm going to pull it up in a second just so we get the gist of it. So we know that what the internet disagreed with C. Marty Fitt about. This is nothing new. Give me 1 second. All right, I'm pulling it up now just to refresh our memory because, you know, y'all be forgetting stuff. Ninjas always forgetting stuff. Is this it? Yes, this is it.
My name is Carrie. I'm a personal trainer and a power lifter who lifts 4 days a week, and this is what my body looks like.
So, we're not going to watch the whole post, but you see, this is a heavy set girl. She's obese, super high body fat percentage. Now, they were saying she has great form in her lifts. She does have great form in her lifts. I'm not making fun of her for going to the gym and having great lifting form, right? That wasn't what I was talking about. I'm just saying you can't be morbidly obese as a trainer. The post got some traction, and we had James Coppola, the one who responded to me last time I was talking about big back trainers.
What?
He got in his feelings. He on his period today, y'all, so let him do his thing. He's on his period. He had to respond, and I didn't even pop off like I wanted to because, like I said, it was a busy day. I actually was working out while he did it, so let's check out his post and see what he had to say.
My name is Carrie. I'm a personal trainer and a power lifter who lifts 4 days a week, and this is what my body looks like. Which means that when I post my workouts on social media, most people assume I'm just starting my fitness journey. I've been working as a fitness professional for 5 years now, and that part still rubs me the wrong way. Because there are so many people in larger bodies moving their bodies regularly and accomplishing their goals in the gym, and they'll always be seen as a beginner because the size of their body hasn't dramatically changed.
Hey, look, man, all y'all can't be personal trainers. This is getting out of hand. We need to talk to ACE, ISSA, NASM. What the hell is going on? Y'all can say I'm body shaming. I don't care. You can't be morbidly obese and call yourself a personal trainer. What do most personal trainers help with? Losing weight or building muscle? What the hell is she teaching? Like, I'm sorry. This personal training stuff ain't about hiring somebody to make you feel good. Just get a workout partner for that. Personal trainers, fitness coaches, whatever you want to call it, are supposed to lead by example. We are life changers. You can't possibly do that if you got the same issue as somebody who's looking to hire someone to help them. And then she said something about just moving her body. That's great. I'm glad you are moving your body. Check that box off. Amazing. Yeah. Congrats. Yeah. A lot of people do that.
How do you know?
Boy, your head lopsided.
No one wants to hire her. I've hired powerlifters with a similar build.
So he starts off, James Coppola, you said I'm not going to respond to every point. Here I am responding to every point you made. So shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
But he starts off talking about who he's hired. What does that have to do with a trainer leading by example?
And they trained about 120 hours a month. Why does this keep you up at night? Who is she?
It doesn't keep me up at night. I do maybe one of these a month, maybe two.
She hurting. Certainly not promoting obesity. And I love when people like you say,
how is she not promoting obesity when she's walking around as an obese trainer?
Let him cook.
That's literally promoting obesity. She's not promoting getting healthier.
They think it's okay. They think it's okay to do this. Someone thinks it's okay to live their life how they see fit. Yeah, pretty fucking okay.
Yeah, well, it's people that's okay out here doing all types of crimes, doing all types of heinous things. They think it's okay. So we supposed to just shut the fuck up and not say anything?
What?
That's not how the world works. And that's people's problem, bro. They don't want to call people out. They don't want to tell the truth, and they don't want to be called out. That's not how the world works.
I don't see you complaining about the trainers who are juiced up to the gills and lying about it.
We talk about people selling programs, and they're on gear. They on TRT. We talk about that shit all the time, bro. What are you talking about?
I don't see you complaining about the trainers who are sexual deviants.
Bro, what are you talking about, bro? See, that's the shit I'm talking about. You're not even attacking any of the points I'm talking about. Have I ever on my page promoted or took up for a trainer that's a sexual deviant? Last episode on here, we just talked about a dude in the gym asking women for threesomes.
Nope.
And how inappropriate that was. So what is your dumb ass talking about, bro?
Grifters, con artists.
You're a grifter. We talk
and
about
I
it all
saw
the time.
An idiot in your comment section say, you wouldn't have a dentist with bad teeth.
You hey, wouldn't.
Moron. You can have a shitty dentist with good teeth. If you're a...
Bro, listen, I don't know what it is about fitness, but fitness is the only profession where people can be the complete opposite of what service the clientele is paying for. You're not going to go to a daggone real estate agent who's homeless. You're not going to go to a dentist with bad teeth. You're not going to go to a barber with a messed up haircut. You're not going to go to a tattoo artist with no tattoos. You're not going to go to a financial advisor who's homeless. Like I said in the video, well, I mean, come on, bro. I'm tired of this shit, bro. Like, I'm a grown ass man. I'm telling the truth. I'm not trying to make nobody feel good. I'm trying to tell the truth. This is some whole ass shit. You sitting here, you got a whole army of people advocating for fat trainers, advocating for trainers to be at a low standard for their body. This shit is ridiculous, man. That is not fitness, and that woman is not fit. And I'm gonna show y'all the woman in a second.
Piece of shit, you're a piece of shit. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to hire a personal trainer in a bigger body. You don't even have to like them. But to outwardly target them and tell them that they don't have a right to be in this field, it makes it very evident that you're the one with the problem, not her. The more people in this industry, the better. And also,
that is not true. The more quality people in this industry, the better. You don't just allow people in the fucking industry. Listen, I'm not even trying to get political. We not this the fitness coaches ain't no DEI shit. Where we just accepting fat people. That shit works out in the workforce. That don't work here. This is ridiculous, man.
From the people who I defend, let's not act like you're only talking about morbidly obese, okay? The standard has gotten fucking insane. And it's people like you.
There is no standard.
That are making it that way. All right. Nice to see you again. Take care, pumpkin.
Oh, God. Hit the pumpkin word. So we're going to go through the comments on this one because you know they went totally out of control. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Oh, let me get in these comments before I pull the comments for this post up. Where we at, man? Don't forget about the big girl in the army uniform eating that Dubai cocoa bar. Yeah, we probably going to get to that next episode, bro, because we just going to talk about this episode, man. He missed the TRT dose, so he getting catty. Jenny, what up? Yes, I read he was on TRT. Uh-oh, pumpkin. If I saw that woman out and about, I would never assume she was a trainer. If someone told me she was, I would be like, am I being punked? Exactly. Lopsided Megamind. He's getting ahead of himself. Don't forget that girl called you anti-black woman fatphobe. I'm going to get there, bro. A strength coach and a personal trainer are not the same thing. Exactly. Hit the like button. Shovel head. Man's went off the deep end. You could say he took a header. He wants. All right, bro. You got to chill, bro. Come on, guys. Be nice. He got a lot on his mind. He just trying to clap her buns. That's all. He should have to smell her squat win since he's putting his cape on, simp. It seemed like the Rainbow Warriors, aka, oh, wow, you got to chill, bro. Like to insult people, don't agree with them. Like, oh, man. I'm not reading that, bro. I'm not reading that, bro. That's too far, bro. You're right, though. Big Spider in the building. If your team ain't 2-0, don't watch the podcast. Oh, brother. Anyway, man. So let's get through this comment section. I mean, they was on my head today, and they called me anti-black, misogynist, yada, yada, yada. Shut your bitch ass up. Where we at? All right. Where we at? I said, oh boy, keep doing your thing. Stay blessed. Hi, I'm the trainer in this video. Going to keep showing up. Oh, brother.
Nope.
I never said it's wrong for her to show up. I never said bad job going to the gym. I'm happy she's going to the gym. This pisses me off. I would hire her over the guy body shaming her any day. Everybody is different. I respect her so much. She's showing people you can do these things. She's promoting good things. Being a morbidly obese trainer is not promoting good things.
What?
I had a plus size Olympic weightlifting coach. Man, I got so strong and felt so good getting coached.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Push by her. Olympic weightlifting is not general population fitness coaching. Completely different. You can have a fat Olympic lifting coach because that's about technique, idiot. I just sent her a DM to work with her. I'm so inspired by her, and I want to work with someone who understands my body.
Nope.
And that's why whoever this is, Elevated Expression, that's why you're probably going to stay fat. That's why you're probably not going to lose any weight because you're going to learn from someone who's not losing any fucking weight. What are you talking about? Has this guy ever watched Olympic powerlifting? A lot of these athletes aren't skinny, but he wouldn't dare say they aren't legitimately strong. We're not talking about Olympic weightlifting. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Being thin is different from being fit. Where in the video did I say be thin? Where in the video did I say don't be fit? That's why you got to peel a layer back and just look at shit. I'd hire her as my trainer over the dude sat in his car judging. All right. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
At the height of my journey, I was lifting 12 hours a week, so I Googled the official definition of athlete. Apparently, only 10 weekly hours. I was a fat athlete. And you're still fat now. All right. Hey, listen, man. I'm not going to go through all these comments, but like I tell y'all, man, trainers are leaders. And you go to most people that are clients of trainers in the world and ask them, would they want a fat trainer? What they're going to say,
nope.
And ask them if they would have hired the trainer that they currently have if they were fat. And the answer is going to be
nope.
Overwhelmingly. Y'all got it. Not y'all on this podcast, but folks got to get outside and touch grass. Man, this shit is getting crazy, bro. And I'm going to tell the truth. I'm not pandering to big backs. I'm not doing any of this bullshit. This guy, damn, should I even go here? I ain't trying to get canceled. But this guy, James, listen, I'm going to say this, bro. Fuck it. I don't care anymore. Let's say this. The people in his comments, nobody I respect, nobody I align with, nobody I want to be like. And I'm trying to be respectful here because I'm trying to be a little more professional. I'm not ever taking advice from a man who wears wigs in his skits. Hey, if that worked for you, that worked for you, but that ain't working over here. So it is what it is. And he ain't done yet. He still was talking shit. He still was talking shit. Anti-black. We be getting in trouble for being honest, just like Future. Facts. Wicked jumped all the way out the window. Yeah, Wicked went crazy on that comment. I ain't gonna read that, bro. I got enough hate this week between the politics, between the fitness. I got enough hate this week. I caught some strays when his groupies went to your comment section and seen my comment. I know that shit was funny as hell, bro. All right. Well, I had put up a story basically saying I'm going to address this later. And the story says, oh, here, I'll just let y'all read it. Oh, actually, he's going to read it. I could just pull it up. He's going to read it.
Shout out to James Capole, who thinks it's okay for trainers to be obese and out of shape. The overwhelming majority of the world knows this is idiotic. I have a busy day today.
Yeah, that is idiotic.
So I'll respond to this delusion later. I have a busy day today, and I'm going to forget that you exist after you respond.
You said you were going to forget I exist after the last time you came in my comments and responded and pandering and bitching. But you here. You're still here, buddy.
So let me point out the stupid shit that you're going to say. You're going to say that I'm saying it's okay for people to just throw away their health. You're going to say that I think it's okay for trainers to just be morbidly obese.
I mean, that is what you're saying. That's literally what you're saying.
That body positivity is just taking over and everyone is healthy at every size. The same stupid shit that you guys always say. Listen.
Is this racist?
I know that you don't understand this and comprehend this.
Oh, no, I comprehend it. I comprehend it. That big ass lopsided head don't comprehend.
Which is why you keep doing it. She is showing up. She's doing the work. She doesn't fit your criteria of what that work is. Tough shit. But how is she hurting you?
Bro, this guy is soft as hell, bro. I promise. This is my last time even addressing this dickhead, bro.
How is she hurting any of your potential clients? She's not.
She's not. But we can. If you put something on the internet for the public to see, you're going to get criticism. You're going to get criticism.
She's living her life. She helps others whether you think so or not.
She ain't helping shit.
If you somehow are hurt by her showing up, lifting heavy weights, getting work done, that's not her problem. Also, do you want me to believe that you're doing...
I know if he got kids, they run all over the fucking house. They run all over
him. Doing this in good faith, just giving...
I know his wife run a relationship.
Constructive feedback. What's her nutrition plan? She planned to go to every drive-thru.
That sounds like a bar to me. What is she eating? Let's address, what is this woman eating? And I'm going to show y'all this woman after.
How encouraging. How kind. You say that you're not body shaming, but you're body shaming all over this fucking video because that's what you do.
Okay.
Keep pushing the narrative that I'm just telling people to be obese.
You are.
That I'm just telling people to be out of shape.
You are.
You think that there's a one size fits all to this whole fitness thing?
I never said one size fits all. Tune is a trainer. See, Marty Fit is a trainer. Kobe's a trainer. If you're new here, you probably haven't seen my guys that I have co-hosts from time to time. We all have different body compositions. Yeah, Big Rob, where I did the podcast at the studio, completely different body composition than the three of us. I never said fitness is one size fits all. I don't have the best physique out. I don't have the best physique out. I got a good physique. I'm in shape. I'm fit. But I never said one size fits all. But morbidly obese as a trainer is absolutely not an option. Not an option. It's women her size that would do anything to get smaller. They'll do anything to get smaller. It's plenty of women her size beginning their fitness journey. So if you look like you're beginning your fitness journey and you want to take people's money and you're probably charging a premium price, to me, that's grifting. That's bullshit.
And apparently it's up to you who gets to be in this field and who doesn't. So on behalf of all the trainers and all different bodies, fuck you. Go on, say what stupid shit you're going to say. Because the majority of the people who agree with you, do you think that I want their approval? Come on.
I mean, he gets his.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Listen, man, who you gonna listen to, bro? You gonna listen to somebody that tells another fitness trainer in their industry, fuck you because he disagrees. And this is why I'm speaking out on other shit now, because I'm matured. He's saying fuck you. All right, bet. He lucky out the 2023 see Marty won't respond, and he wouldn't say that shit to my face in real life. Listen, the choice is yours, man. You could go hire somebody that makes you want to feel good. This applies to relationships. You could date a man that wants to make you just feel good and not tell you the truth. You could date a woman make you feel good and not tell you the truth. You could do whatever. I'm not with that shit. I'm not to get vulgar. I have a pair of nuts and I let them hang.
Nope.
So we got testosterone over here. I don't need to take testosterone replacement. I don't need that. We tell the truth over here. All right. Then they try to hit me with some Bible verses to make me feel bad. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell you to pander to people, to lie to make them feel good. Marie, I see your comments and I'm about to get you in a second. Marie, I see your comments and I'm about to get you in a second. Let's get it. Let me get the other bio's comments out the way. Where we at, man? Did you Jenny community taking another L? How does he fit a wig on that cantaloupe? Lily, what up? He's definitely trying to be an edgy Teemu Joey Swole. Why does he keep coming at you? He is so soft, it's crazy. Jenny, listen, not being cocky, when you got the aura like I got the aura, it fills some people, it offends some people, it brings the demon out some people. That's what you got to do. He's trying to smash that trainer. Get Teemu Jersey Shore off the screen. Old gym, tan, and laundry head ass, literally. I was introduced to this podcast the first time James put you in check. I'm glad he's still checking you. Your hatred and obsession is genuinely maddening. James never put me in check. And Marie, you must look like one of them motherfuckers on his page advocating for him, because you still have not shown us what you look like. When you show us what you look like, then we can put everything in place. You probably look just like the shorty in the video that I'm about to show in a second. Yes, Marie's back. Marie, baby, shut your bitch ass up. I have three brothers. One is a right guard, big boy, a tight end, kind of big. And was that supposed to be wide receiver? James has a degree in exercise science. What are your credentials? James might have a degree in exercise science, but I played Division I basketball. So I have a level of mental toughness and a level of experience from pushing my body, pushing other people, leadership that this motherfucker does not have, because this motherfucker probably never played a sport, let alone ever got a Division I scholarship. I've trained professional athletes. He's probably trained moms and shit too. He probably has, but he can't fuck with me. That degree don't have nothing to do. It has nothing on my life experience as a trainer and as a leader. That degree don't mean shit. If you got a degree and you sitting here pandering and continuing to encourage people to stay obese, they don't have to change their body. That degree means absolutely nothing. He might know some shit out the book more than me. But when he's helping a single mom with two jobs, helping a pregnant woman who don't feel like coming to the gym, motivating a dude, he in the middle of a divorce, he got to come to the gym. You got to do a sport, NBA sports broadcaster. He got to take business calls in the middle of the fucking workout. And he might have a decent clientele similar to mine. But with that mindset and what he's preaching, it's cool. I mean, listen, it works on Instagram because we have such a weak fucking society. But I promise you, I go in, anybody who knows me or be with me, I get way more love in real life than this motherfucker gets on this fake ass app. Don't get it fucking twisted. Don't get it twisted. I might get a lot of hate on this app, but I get a lot of love in real life because I done did shit in real life and helped plenty of people in real life. They'll speak highly of me in real life, not just off a fucking Instagram app because I made them feel good about walking around like this. So fuck him and that degree if we want to keep it 100. Here comes Marie with the bullshit. Marie must don't know he got time today. Wide receiver, he's putting everyone in a box, and he's annoying. Yep. Melonhead, better chill before somebody make change. Marie, it's been weeks and you still haven't shown us your back. Yeah, Marie, you got to show us. You got to show us what you look like, Marie. James has a PhD just like you, Marie.
I'm a PhD.
Like, y'all act like you can't have a fucking degree and be a fucking idiot. Like, this dude probably has, in real life, probably has zero social skills. Probably has never been around people. Never been in an actual, he's never been in an actual debate in real life with it. That shit ain't going to work. With that, all them points he made, that shit ain't going to work, bro. Marie's probably a fat black woman who walk around sassy with an attitude problem. And her fupa big.
Bitch, that become my fupa big.
Ron, if your back is wide, though, you have wide shoulders. Must be sad to hate on big backs. But genetically, you're still one of them because the gym can't change your bone structure. Miss Big Back. Oh, brother. I'm looking at your profile. It's not giving feminine back. Oh, brother. Oh, baby, I can show you my back. Speak for yourself. Oh, Ronif with Caribbean on her ass. I love James. I've been following for years. Then go fucking follow James. Do James have a podcast? Go to James' podcast. And you could get out of my podcast. Why you keep coming here if you don't fuck with it? You're not changing my opinion. You're not changing anybody's opinion here. And you're not getting fitter if you follow James Coppola. You follow James Coppola, you're getting fatter. So you go over there, bro. Real talk. You can exit. You can exit for real. Marie, just cut to the chase. You hoping a Brad picks you. It ain't going to happen. Why haven't we seen Marie's IG handle? Drop it in here, Marie. Because Marie, no, if we pull it up here, we're going to cook her.
Let him cook.
I ain't never seen a baddie that's scared to show her Instagram page.
Let him cook.
I ain't never seen a fit chick that's scared to show her Instagram page.
Let him cook.
I'm just saying. I don't know what Ron said, but it must be serious. I curse her in Haitian Creole. My father's Haitian. I speak Haitian Creole and French. Damn. Sunday live, late as fuck. Marty really back in the goals noon. No job crew. Nah, I'm still going to be up in the morning, bro. Marie need a Snickers bar. James is Marie man, and she talking to her a man and is Puerto Rican. Hey, yo. Show us your back. Marie just here to see Wicked. Y'all stupid. All right. We're going to keep it going, man. And so this is the lady here. No, this is not the lady. This is the lady.
Over here doing an inclined side, sorry, redo. The second variation would be an inclined side plank, which helps.
So this woman can't even hold her body weight up on the side plank, but is calling herself a trainer. And Marie won't come in here pandering to this shit.
Nope.
Which is an inclined side plank.
So as a trainer, if you tell your client to do a side plank and you can't do one, you're not a fucking trainer.
Which helps take off some of the weight of her body, but is harder than a kneeling side plank.
Oh, brother. What? See, this is what I'm talking about, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Y'all gonna tell me I'm not a real trainer, but she's a real trainer? Get the fuck out of here.
Nope.
You can't make this shit up, bro. Women who are not attractive or women who are really men are the ones that don't want to show their IGs. That's crazy, bro. Two land whales, beluga whale and black whale. All right. And we're going to keep it going. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to do that. We're going to keep it going, man. Oops, my bad. My cord went out.
My back pregnant.
My leg went out.
Joe Thomas said, what? And we got more of her. Hold on. Where the other one at? I got another video of her. And this is how this is how I know these people are not really trainers. Listen to how they talk about the scale. Hold on one second.
Relationship with the scale. Can a person use it in an affirming / neutral way?
Affirming means
the scale is not made to affirm you. That's how I know these people ain't trainers. The trainer is supposed to tell you the truth, not affirm your fragile ass feelings.
Validation. It's hard to ask the question of whether a scale can provide emotional support or whether a scale can validate without us entering a little bit of dangerous territory. The number on the scale, regardless of what you use it for, is just a data point.
Currently and personally, the scale and I, we don't have a relationship because I decided a long time ago that...
The only reason you don't have a relationship with the scale is because you don't want to see that number on the scale. you know you've been big back in calorie stacking and eating whatever you want and getting on this Instagram app and acting like you out here and really in this fitness game. Let me see you walk up a flight of steps.
Those numbers didn't need to be a part of my life. It doesn't mean that the scale can't be used in a healthy way. For a very long time was unhealthy.
We have had moments where it is triggering to...
I bet it is triggering. I bet it is triggering. Big back Brenda?
Focus that closely on the scale. I am in a sport, though, where whenever I go to compete for powerlifting, I do have to get on the scale. And even though I tell that the officiant that I don't want to know the number, it is on the screen behind me as I lift every single time. And I've had to work to get to a neutral place with it, where this is the amount of body that is picking up this heavy bar, and that's all that it is.
You, and this is Cap. We're Coach Pope. Shout out Coach Pope Fitness. We're Coach Pope Fitness at?
Let him cook.
You can very well participate in powerlifting, and you don't that's not an excuse to just be a fat ass. There are powerlifters who cut themselves up and are in tip-top shape along with lifting that bar.
But it's not something that I'm tracking on my own. It's not something that I'm focused on because it is just a data point. And there are so many others that are way less harmful that I should be focusing on.
I do want to acknowledge that there are people who are going to weigh themselves and that there are people going to have relationships with the scale. I have an on-again, off-again relationship with the scale. Pretty much would say that every time I step on a scale, I have triggering experiences or, you know, it just puts me in.
Well, listen, if you're stepping on the scale and having such a traumatic experience, more than likely it means you're not doing what you're supposed to do. And you can still measure your progress with make yourself feel better. You can still measure your progress in other ways. You can check body fat percentage or you can just use pictures. But if the scale is that traumatizing, you're definitely not doing what you need to do because the number on the scale can go up and you can still look better. You can still look leaner. You can have more muscle. So these women are calling themselves trainers, but this tells me they're not practicing any type of discipline. Therefore, you're not a fucking trainer.
A negative headspace. So that's my relationship. That's something that I have to work through. And you can also have an okay relationship with your scale weight. And if you do, I want to congratulate you because I think it's really hard to do that in this society.
COVID, I gained like 50 pounds. The reason I even...
All right. COVID. Hold up, bro. See, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. It's 2025 and you blaming COVID. I was about to turn the video off, but I'm glad I heard that. You want to call yourself a trainer and you blaming COVID 5 years ago for gaining 50 pounds and staying that fucking weight.
Nope.
Knew about the number was simply because I went to a doctor. I went to a doctor because I was sick. Mm-hmm. I did not feel energy levels were bad. I was swelling in the ankles like every single day. I couldn't walk. The number
type 2 diabetes
isn't the issue. The issue is that I was unwell. Figuring out what health means for me. Something you can do without being.
All right, man. That's enough of that. We get the gist of it. Yeah, they're cooked. These are your trainers that are better than me, apparently, because they have more empathy than me, guys. So they're better trainers than me. Where we at, man? Jenny said, hit the like button. But her body's moving. Oh, is that? Yeah, her body's moving. Okay. Yeah, I think the ball will pop under that weight as well. She broke up with the scale. They're seeing other people. Unc, you watch any anime? That's not my thing, bro. Didn't you play D1 basketball? Could your coach play like the others? Because when I ran track, my coach wasn't sprinting with me as long as they knew about nutrition, macros, hypertrophy, proper form. You're absolutely right. You have a point there. Well, one of my coaches won an NCAA national championship. But anyway, my other coach played Division I basketball as well. But anyway, so coaching sports is about X and O's and strategy. It's not about changing lifestyles, okay? When you're a trainer and you're training someone who's on the path to type 2 diabetes, cancers, heart attacks, high blood pressure, it only makes sense that they're not learning from someone with fucking type 2 diabetes, cancer, heart attack, on the way to a heart attack, and high blood pressure. These are two completely different things. A basketball coach isn't required to be in shape. Most basketball coaches are old and retired. So, no, they're not out there hooping anymore. Most of them used to hoop back in the day. Most of them. There's a couple that get away with not hooping. But being a professional trainer, a professional fitness coach, is completely different. Y'all got to cut this bullshit out because the two are not equivalent. As someone who's played a sport, coached this sport, and now I'm coaching fitness, it's completely fucking different. The Demon Slayer movie was tough. Yep. Terrence Crawford trainer is the only today's Oxtail Pizza back trainer. I give a pass. But when you're teaching skill and you're teaching fitness and changing lifestyles, that's completely different. That's completely different. Facts, Spider-Mo. Anyone could be a trainer. I was nearly in tears to see how you attack that beautiful queen. No one deserves to be physically attacked like that. Okay, Marie. Marie, your coach was creeping on the freshman. Was he creeping on the freshman? Did he get on Goob's page as a creep? Let me know. Marie, nobody got physically attacked. Exactly. Yeah. It's just nowadays, man, as you see Marie calling her beautiful. I'm not trying to call the girl ugly, but you know, you're calling a girl beautiful, saying she's a trainer. Y'all just don't tell people the fucking truth. And that's why we're obese. As long as y'all continue this, we're going to continue to be obese and we're going to continue to lack common sense. And what happens is, not to act like I am where I am, but eventually I am where I want to be in life. But what happens is you just get left behind. You're not going to see progress. You're not going to improve. And then that's going to go to other areas of your life too. So you just stay back there, man. This is why a lot of people never get fit. They want to turn the gym into group therapy. Yeah, bro. That's not what it is, bro. That woman is fat and is a walking contradiction when it comes to being a trainer. If anyone can be a trainer, does that mean the people in my 600-pound life can be trainers too? Yeah, that's what Marie said. And that's someone with a PhD, I mean, with a JD program.
I'm a PhD.
That said it. So, Marie, you just proved that point that you could be a fucking idiot and educated. It means absolutely nothing. AJ Thomas, don't spoil Demon Slayer. Oh, yeah. Don't spoil it because I ain't see that joint either, bro. Marie, I ran D1 track and cross country. Most of my coaches did these and are retired now and know how to condition. That's what I'm saying. Most coaches have been through what they're teaching you, bro. Spider-Mo Crawford stayed in the pocket with Canelo. Man, why I fall asleep on that joint, bro? Unk out here. Unk fell asleep on the biggest fight of the year so far. I'm talking about her coach when she was playing. I got you. These arguments foreplay for Marie. Hey, yo, that's crazy. You know what, Jenny? Hell yeah. F. Crawford, that Bama lost me money. All right. Before we keep it going, man, we got one more post. Her homegirl responded to me. Bud went BTA on Canelo. Big facts, bro. We got one more post from her homegirl who responded. She said she's not going to let that happen to her homegirl.
How many people in larger bodies moving their bodies regularly and accomplishing their goals in the gym, and they'll always be seen as a beginner because the size of their body hasn't dramatically changed?
Hey, look, man, all y'all can't be personal trainers. This is getting out of hand. We need
to say this with my whole chest. My superpower, Carrie's superpower, and all the trainers that don't live in this perfect body, we relate to clients.
You might relate to clients, and that's why they don't want to hire you to be a trainer.
Clients relate to us. Sorry you have a problem with that. You getting on the internet, by anyone getting on the internet and saying that someone in a different body shouldn't be a personal trainer or shouldn't work with people, you're scaring people away. There's
If you get scared away by the truth, then this shit ain't for you. If you getting scared away by the truth, that's the reason your ass big as hell now. I got you. If the truth scares you, then you need to toughen the fuck up. Life ain't this little cakewalk, and y'all just keep eating cake bars.
Y'all back.
Oh, my bad.
Absolutely no reason for it. I have a degree. Carrie's been a trainer for 5+ years and has an education.
I have an education too. What the fuck? What are y'all talking about, bro? I know people think I'm not educated, but it's not just the dumb black dude getting up here. It's not just the dumb black dude getting up here. I know I come off a little aggressive, but I'm educated too. Been to great schools, probably went to better schools than y'all white motherfuckers. Not trying to get, you know what I'm saying? Not trying to do reverse racism over here. You know, white people now, reverse racism. It's all love, but I'm just keeping it 100.
We really want more people to work out, to go to the gym, to lift weights, to run, to dance, to do whatever.
Yes, I do. And I'm going to tell them the fucking truth.
We have to stop judging people based on what they look like. We have to relate to them, and we have to try and help people.
I don't have to relate to you to tell you the truth. If somebody is telling me to get my shit together, they don't have to be in the same shoes as me if I need to get my shit together. The goal should be to get it together. The goal should be to lose weight, get moving. The doctor told you get your shit together. Does the doctor have to relate to you?
And you should probably stop making content that hates on people, even if you think you're...
I promise, I never hated on... I'm not hating on her. I don't wish I was a fat black woman.
Not, you are. At the end of the day, thank you so much for giving Carrie more views, because I think she's amazing, and I think that her content is fantastic.
That's
and
great.
I think that it's going to reach the people that need...
Y'all gave me more views, too.
...to be reached. That, again, more people want to be represented and seen in the fitness space and industry, so... Thanks.
she about to shed a tear making this video.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
she about to shed a tear. Give her more views. Jenny, get your people. Jenny, get your folks, man. That's crazy, man. Uh-oh, a Jenny L. I'm going in on that boxing, on the boxing topic. Are they in a relationship, Unc? Because I could probably hook Spider-Mo up with them. Hey, yo, go ahead, bro. I'm not paying a trainer to relate to me. I have friends for that. I pay a trainer to push my limits and become better and fitter. Absolutely. Y'all good, brown body. She look like a Planet Fitness Penn Station trainer. They look just like their clients. Hey, yo. The exact location is insane, bro. Oh man, the trainers are not your coddlers. They act like they don't make decisions to be built that way. Absolutely. You can't control your bone structure, but you can control your body fat. As a trainer, I'm not there to coddle you. Just because you're whining doesn't mean you're not gonna work. Exactly. Biggies love their emotional victories. Her voice was legit gonna crack. Her big ass about to cry. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, don't do this, bro. Stunning and brave ad video. Wicked Scorpion, I had a buddy who was a personal trainer and he left because folks was whining and shit. Mind you, he used to be a drill sergeant. Female trainers are sometimes not taken as seriously as their male counterparts. Having a fat female trainer coach is not going to help them out. Absolutely. At all. Chris, you watch Demon Slayer? I don't watch it. I've been meaning to watch it though. It's on my list. I'm gonna get around to it. Your boy got a lot more time on his hands now, so I'm getting to it. But yeah, shit. Hey, listen, man, it's shit crazy out here, bro. And anybody, I don't know if y'all make content as well, or maybe this will apply to another area in your life. But you know, if you know something is true, and people try to, you know, get you to change your mind, get you to be nicer about it, you got to stand on your own too. You got to stand 10 toes down, man. You got to stand 10 toes down. This shit is getting crazy out here, bro. Insane. And then we're just going to go through this comment section one time. And then we got some extra time left. We're going to go through this comment section. And then, shit, we can talk about whatever. Just let me know what y'all want to talk about after this comment section. Because I ain't got no more clips after this comment section. We could just shoot the shit for another, you know, 13 minutes or so. And I might have to get out of here because... Unc gotta get up in the morning. I know y'all don't think I gotta get up in the morning, but that's what it is. All right, let's see. Where we at? What's the lady's IG so we can support her? Oh, brother. Based on his public information, damn, he's a GM at Gold's Gym and ISSA certified. I wonder if his comments and treatment of another trainer would align with their code of ethics and professional standards. Well, I'm not a GM at Gold's Gym anymore. Contact them. Go ahead and contact them if you want to. His whole Instagram account is about criticizing and body shaming. Where are his posts about personal training or lifting? Lil Man just hiding behind a screen hoping to get Instagram famous. All right. If I was hoping to get Instagram famous, you know how much pandering I would do on this app? This guy's hoping to get, well, he is Instagram famous. He panders for likes and views. That's what I would do if I wanted to get Instagram famous. Imagine a man so obsessed with other people's bodies and his own looks, he ignores his personality. So now he's about as interesting as a rock. I'll be praying for him. All right. It's almost always someone who's been lean their whole life saying this. Oh, God. Here, now it's the he been lean his whole life excuse. Here we go. My brother is the shop foreman at the dealership he works at. He's also the only certified diesel mechanic there. His car is in desperate need of, what the hell? Does it negate his qualification? Man, shut up. Love your attitude, James. Balance views. Balance views. That's what it is. I don't have balanced views, guys. Most of us outside of competition bodybuilding would rather train with someone who relates to and empathizes with our struggle. Okay. Insecurity, Sean. I'm insecure. Okay. At Gold's Gym, is this who you want to represent your company? I'm sure they must have went to my LinkedIn. I'm sure all your members would love to see how he treats his fellow human beings. Oh, okay, Mom. Look at Mom's in the comments. I really think people should lead by example. I wouldn't want to learn how to cook from someone who just opened a can of beans and threw it in the pot. Shout out, Moms. Don't try to teach me how to speak Spanish if you don't speak Spanish. Shout out, Moms. Show me your skill at what you do in the gym if I'm paying you. The best way for you to make me a believer is to show me it worked for you. Shout out, Moms. I think she should spend more time making herself fit before trying to lead others. Just being honest. Shout out, Moms. I guess I don't understand why this fitness coach is putting his energy into looking down for people to tear down. Man, all of y'all, except for Moms, because Moms was cooking. All of y'all shut y'all bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
All of y'all shut up, man. Oh, man, let's get in these comments, man. Where we at? Gotta head back to it. Have a good night, y'all. Devani, see you next time. Marie left the beef while she was cooking it. Yeah, exactly. Did you go to Ebony Fit Weekend? I got you in a second.
Nope.
These women are going to be talking about you on the gossip app again. Forgot what it's called. On the T app. The T app. Marie, I literally don't understand. I don't understand you. Why do you come to Chris's podcast and dog? I'm shaking my head. It's cool. As long as throw the views up. Throw the views up. Throw the watch time up. I think she wants attention. Ron, if Marie wants unk. I hope not. Honestly, Chris is interesting. His hyper focus on other people's bodies and anger. Oh, I'm angry. Oh, hey guys, I didn't know I was angry. anger at people who don't want to partake in his hobby. On paper, fit ex athletes should be showing these incel traits. All right, okay. Marie, it's because it's detrimental to our community. It's cool. That's why I watch Jenny. Also, I've been analyzing the dynamics here. Oh, brother. Sorry I was driving all this time, but Moms is roasting him. See, Marty. What's up, baby? Mike Hawkins. Oh, my bad. Mike Hawkins. What's up, baby? Oh, no. See, Marty, she's going to write a paper on you in her JD program. He's trying to counter the bullshit and misinformation. I mean, listen, man. I don't know what type of clients James Coppola gets, but I know how these lies affect people, but particularly women. But I know how these lies affect people and it holds people back in the community, bro. Like, I know everybody don't give a fuck. You know, I think James Coppola, and I mean, you could probably, he probably disagree, but I think James does mostly online training, which I do online training too. But it's a different dynamic when you actually train in person and deal with people and you've built relationships and people become like family, bro. Like, it's different, you know? So I do feel the need to speak up on bullshit. You know, I have a unique way of doing it because I want views, obviously, You know, if I come on there boring and sound like a little bitch, ain't nobody going to listen and watch that. Because I used to do it. But now I do it my way. And people got a problem with it, man. So, but it's good. You know, I did have more fitness content. I actually posted some actual fitness content today. I'm trying to sprinkle it more and more in there. But I mean, bro, I ain't about to stop doing what I'm doing because some 5'6" TRT taking dude got a problem with what I do, bro. And Marie won't show herself. See, that's another thing too. A lot of these motherfuckers in the comments, whether it's Marie, whether it's Instagram comments, TikTok comments, these motherfuckers don't even show themselves. You feel me? I'm out here name, image, and likeness on the line. They go to my LinkedIn page, see what my full-time job was. I no longer work there. I quit that recently. That's why I got more time on my hands. That's why my energy different. You know, I come out here, you know, working my butt off and shit. And, you know, now people going to try to get me fired from my job. You ain't got shit better to do but try to get me fired from my job because you disagree with me. And that's why I'm speaking up now. That's why I'm speaking up now. Where we at, man? Damn, Marty, they trying to bid. They saying you're cert with International Sticker Doodles and Sandwiches Association. That's cool. I think Marie wants you. I hope not. I get paid to write. Marie just said I'm a PhD.
I'm a PhD.
Okay. My man is Puerto Rican. I am not one of the lonely pick-me's in the chat. Oh, brother. Marie typing on one hand and playing DJ with the other. Hey, that's crazy, bro. Stop the cap. You gotta go. See you on Wednesday, buddy. See you on Wednesday, buddy. That's crazy. Marie is LOL cow giving us all this. I don't know what that says, bro. I had 3 incel losers try to get me fired from my job I had last year because I blocked them for being weirdos. Everyone at the job had a good laugh, especially me. How they gonna get you fired? You ain't got no job. Yeah, man. Yeah. No job, Marty. All business, Marty. Most people are keyboard warriors. They only feel strong when they're behind the screen. Just step outside and square up. That ain't happening, bro. Puerto Ricans crack anything. That's not a flex. Joe Thomas, you're out of here. See you Wednesday, buddy. See y'all on Wednesday. Y'all are done for the day, man. Wicked Scorpion, those 3 dudes want to party with you. They was trying to get Wicked Scorpion to a Diddy party. He said, nah. Hey, Chris, have you ever declined people that want to train with you because you can tell they were going to waste your time and they seem hesitant? I won't say I declined them, but, you know, if somebody is, you know, somebody's bullshitting, you know, they're taking forever to sign up, you know, I will kind of just end the conversation or like stop messaging them. But anybody that's wanted to train and they were willing to pay, I haven't necessarily declined anyone. So I want to help as many people as I can. But there are people who, if they reach out to me, I'm never going to respond again. Like it's just some clients like, you're not coming back. You're cooked. It's over. I'm good. I need my peace. They were losers. Forrest Knight cracking that same big back trainer you posted while watching the podcast. Hey, lovers. Hey, yo, y'all are funny as hell, bro. Y'all are funny as hell, man. We got a couple more minutes, man. Any other questions y'all want to ask me? Cause I'm out of clips and shit for the night. So y'all let me know, man. Cause if not, we gonna wrap this thing up and I'm gonna get in bed. I know my mentions. Let's see what my mentions look like. Cause I know my shit going off right now. Let's see. Oh, James Coppola. James Coppola. Everybody responded on James Coppola post. James Coppola. They comment to you on James Coppola's post. The whole thing. It's crazy out here, man. They said I'm the Derek Jackson of fitness training. Oh, what did they say? Hold up. Oh no, they asking if James Coppola is the James is the Derek Jackson of fitness training. If you don't know who Derek Jackson is, that's a pander bear. He panders the women. That's crazy, man. Let's get back in these comments before I shut this joint down. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. We got to keep this thing going, man. What is that soda? This sparkling water, bro. Sparkling water, brother. I don't know if you can see it. Hold on. Let's see. Zero calorie jump. You see that big 01 there? Can you see that? No, you can't see that. That's zero calories, champ. DC Frost Night try to catch me slipping. Yeah, well, Unk drinking. Shut up. You can take the horse to the river, but you can't make it drink water. A trainer is great, but only if you're ready to make the change. Absolutely. Hit the damn like button. See you in the morning. See you in the morning, Mike Hawkins. Mike Hawkins, I'm surprised you're still awake. See, Marty, I'm late tonight. Going to have to catch the playback. Okay, Remy, maybe you'll like this one. You know, it's a little different. We kind of had to put some of these bitch-ass trainers in place. these big back trainers and these bitch-ass trainers in place. But yeah, man, it's getting crazy out here, bro. But I got a lot of fitness content I'm sitting on. You know, waiting for y'all. But you know, I'm gonna be honest, man. Part of the reason why I wasn't posting as much fitness content and why I was doing a lot of the car videos and stuff is because, like, I really didn't. Honestly, I ain't been working out how I want to the past few months. And part of that was because I got my training. I had that general managing job. I didn't really talk about it. I mean, I can talk about it now because I ain't there no more. I ended up quitting that joint. I was getting like 3 hours of sleep a night, still showing up on a podcast and shit. So as far as, you know, having the time to actually work out how I want to, have a videographer coming at it at the right time, I just really didn't have time for it. So now that, you know, my schedule's clear now, I'm doing a lot more stuff in the gym. I got a lot of gym content I'm sitting on, and there's going to be more. So, yeah, we here. I buy cases of the Kroger seltzer water. Got to have them. Absolutely. Remy Marty and that drink. You stupid, bro. Yeah, man. But that's crazy. They're going to try to contact my job as well. Take that off my LinkedIn. I thought I ain't had no job on there. I thought I was unemployed on LinkedIn. Oh, man. Frost Knight has wet dreams. All right. And on that note, hey, go ahead, follow my social media, man. See, hold on, another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. On that note, time to get out of here. Another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast, man. Go ahead, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X. See Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page, share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Go ahead, listen to that audio form if you're driving or something. Because I did monetize that too. So let's get them minutes up on there on the Apple Podcast. And Less Brunches, More Crunches.com if you want a shirt. Yes, the big back activity shirts are there. I got a lot of new gear coming out for the fall, for the winter. And I'm super excited about it, man. Looking forward to it. And making some changes, man. Making some changes with the content, as you can see. I dropped the Ben Simmons video today, so I'm talking sports. I've been talking heavy politics. I mean, that's where the views at. That's where it's going. So, you know, and some of that shit is my beliefs. Some of it ain't my beliefs. I'm getting the views. At the end of the day, we getting the views. So y'all can say what y'all want about me. I really don't care. But at a certain point, you got to evolve. You know, the same way you get a new job, the same way you get a new house, move to a new neighborhood, get a new boyfriend, new girlfriend, you got to evolve. You know, I've been doing this fitness content for a long time. It's doing well. It's doing okay, but it's bigger. It's bigger and better out there. It's people getting to the bag that's not better than me as a content creator. So I got to show different lanes. I got to show that I can talk about different shit. But anyway, man, appreciate y'all. You know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of your belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And we'll be live again Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And that's about it. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on the next one. I'm out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.